Hey, pod people. Thanks so much for tuning in last week during our first ever guest-hosted episode. If you haven't listened yet, I strongly recommend that you go back and hit that play button. Last week's episode was hosted by Cam and Karen Lee Poder of the Sex Talk with My Mom podcast. I was away on vacation, and I thought it'd be fun to hand over the reins to my podcast friends. And they totally crushed it. And if you haven't listened to their podcast yet, it is truly a must. Just head to sextalkwithmymom.com for more information. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of March 9 through 13, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Ahlan Wasahlan, welcome. The curator is Miriam Tinberg. Here's why Miriam chose this theme. She says,
Hi, my name is Miriam Tinberg, and the theme I chose is Ahla Wasahla, welcome. I chose this theme because I have held a passion and curiosity for the Middle East for more than a decade at this point. We so rarely hear nuances or complexities about the region. Those are my favorite. My hope is that the podcast medium creates an opportunity for people who wouldn't otherwise be exposed to these stories to sit, listen, think, and allow for those gray areas.
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Miriam. Monday's episode comes from See Something, Say Something, and is called Taking the Numb Out of Numbers. It's 40 minutes long. In this episode, have you ever wondered how many Americans are married to their cousin? How hairy the average woman of color is? Well, data scientist Mona Chalabi has the answers to all your weirdest queries, often with whimsical and witty illustrations. Ahmed and Mona talk about how opinion polling has been used against Muslims, double standards of shame across cultures, and her contentious friendship with Sesame Street's Count Von Count. Tuesday's episode comes from Kerning Cultures and is called Not Just My Hijab, Part 1. It's 22 minutes long. In this episode, four women and their hijabs, Chapter 1 in a two-part series, Not Just My Hijab. Wednesday's episode comes from Man Up and is called Why Can't My Wife and I Pray Together? It's 31 minutes long. In this episode, after years of praying in mosques that treat women's spaces as an afterthought, Ayman tries to find an alternative. First, he talks to his wife Mira about the difference between men's spaces and women's spaces during prayer. Then, Imam Khalid Latif joins the show to explain the origin of gender separation in mosques and how the various ways to interpret scripture and cultural teachings can offer a solution. Thursday's episode comes from Al Empire and is called Hamed Sino, Mashru Layla, singer-songwriter. It's 44 minutes long. In this episode, Hamed chats with us about his childhood and what fuels his charisma on stage, including how he's always wanted to be sexy like Tina Turner. He takes us through Mashru Layla's evolution and his own. Friday's episode comes from Jasadi and is called My Body, First Time. It's 21 minutes long. Our curator, Miriam, wanted to include an Arabic episode to stay true to the theme of representation and inclusion. She writes, This podcast episode features a few different Arab women talking about their first times hearing and experiencing the concept of sex, something considered haram or shameful in that part of the world. I apologize if this is inaccessible to most, if not all of you reading this, but I put this here for the handful of you that maybe do speak or study Arabic because A, representation matters, particularly for those few voices on the periphery, and B, this topic is so rarely discussed in the Middle East, North Africa, that I just can't get enough. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Miriam for this week's theme, Ahlan Wasahlan, welcome. Listen in and let us know what you think. You can find these episodes and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just head to podchaser.com and type in Ahlan Wasahlan, welcome, into the search bar, and the playlist will be right there for your enjoyment. Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag WelcomeAhlan. That's welcome, A-H-L-A-N. Next, what's going on in the podcast world? Our news comes from Inside Podcasting, a thrice-weekly newsletter written by Sky Pillsbury. First story. Shortly after the podcast magazine launched, Audioverse Awards chair Colin J. Kelly noticed a few easily fact-checked mistakes in its fiction podcast section and, more importantly, a, quote, fundamental lack of understanding, end quote, of the space by the article's author. After Kelly sent the magazine an email regarding the matter, founder Steve Ulsher encouraged him to elaborate on his original note and agreed to print it as a letter to the editor. Ulsher did the right thing here, which is why the next beat in this story is so confounding. Instead of printing Kelly's entire letter, he printed out about a tenth of it, giving readers the impression that Kelly's only issue was a single error. Perhaps the magazine didn't have room for the whole letter, but Kelly should have been consulted before publication and been given a chance to craft something that adequately expressed his misgivings. Kelly has printed a response to the matter on Medium, which includes his full letter and a screenshot of what was actually published. Next story. This American Life creator, Ira Glass, has confessed that he listens to podcasts at an accelerated speed. When Twitter user @VizMonkey posted on Twitter, quote, "Just heard that Ira Glass listens to podcasts at 1.5 times or 2 times speed. That's interesting because the spaces left intentionally blank is one of the things I admire most about This American Life style," end quote. Ira Glass promptly responded that, quote, "Those spaces are still blank. Pacing stays the same. It's just faster," end quote. And the last story of the day. New York Times media reporter Ben Smith has confirmed that the publication is in talks to acquire Serial. Quote, "The deal, along with The Daily, the popular weekday podcast at the Times, could form the basis for an ambitious new paid product, like the company's cooking and crossword apps, that executives believe could become the HBO of podcasts," end quote, writes Smith. If you want to read these stories and more, you absolutely can. Skye Pillsbury, who writes the Inside Podcasting newsletter, can be found on Twitter at Skye Pillsbury. That's SKYEPILLSBURY. You can also sign up to receive the newsletter at inside.com/podcasting. Hey, want to advertise with us? We've got a few open slots for the next few weeks, and we can work with your budget to promote your pods and your podcast-related projects. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's it for today. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 42 times. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at @EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions, or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's SWEDO. Now it's Patreon time, the point in the show where we shout out our supporters. Thank you to Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, and the Retro Network. And we have a new Patreon to announce. Welcome to the Earbuds Patreon world, Maja Sapanovich. Thank you for your contribution. I asked Maja why supporting Earbuds is important to her, and she said, "Love your work, just checked, and I signed up for the newsletter in August of last year. Love how they are topical and concise, straight to the point, but most importantly, help me discover other podcasts." Maja is also a podcaster herself. You can find her podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's called By All Means Necessary. If you want to become a patron, you absolutely can. Head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can contribute at whatever dollar amount per month makes sense for you, even as low as $2. Anything helps. Plus, you get this sick shout out at the end of every Earbuds episode. What do we do with the money? Good question. We use it to pay our editors, Daniel and Abby. They deserve it. Thank you for tuning into the show. If you like what we do, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. I also found this really cool tool that makes it super easy to rate and review. Go to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. You can rate and review this podcast right there. Again, ratethispodcast.com/feedback. And thanks. If you're tuning in for the first time today, first of all, thank you. And congrats on making it to the end of the episode. Second, if you're looking for other good intro content to this podcast, do the following. Listen to our intro episode. That's the first one we ever recorded. Then, listen to our bonus episode called Bonus, What Was Your First Podcast? Then, check out episode 3, Museum Exploration Week. From there on, you probably have the hang of it. Jump around and have some fun, but most importantly, listen to tons of podcasts. Catch you next time. Happy listening.